We got an email here. It says, sometime my help may hurt, but mama knows best. Yeah. All right. It says, my husband is my everything. He is the worst dresser in the land of dressing, though. To sum it up, remember old 50 Cent when people went and started wearing designer clothes and he walked around for another 5 summers with the only celebrity with G-Unit on his shirt and hat? That's my guy. My guy is very not into trends, just necessity. While on Easter break 2012, I remember our 16-year-old was 8 at the time. It was our first Easter, so he bought a sexy khaki-colored suit that I adored that we took family pictures together with. I told him he looked great. However, every jacket-worthy event that we've gone to since, that sport coat has been involved. Once he saw somebody wear a T-shirt with a jacket, it's never left his side. So anything from casual dressy to business class, I have all these pictures of us, me in a sexy dress, him in his jacket. Me at a business luncheon attire, him in that tan jacket. Well, we have a wedding that's coming up in September that we have to attend, and I couldn't take it anymore. So this is our chance to get a nice set of family pictures, and I needed that tan out of the picture. So I went and I spilled wine, red wine, onto his pants so they couldn't be worn, and they must have came out came from the last time that he wore it, right? He pulled it out of the bag, and he was crushed. Mm. Not about the suit, but about he's going to have to find another one. And, of course, I offered to help. Looks like we're getting 2 jackets in the rotation, signed Stephanie M. from Clearwater.
This is your responsibility, girl. You got to step up your game and help him feel more comfortable with fashion. I mean, he doesn't have to be wearing, like, the G's with, like, the Gucci and stuff like that. You can get more plain-looking clothes. But as a woman, I feel like you should help dress your man so he looks good.
That's what the woman's... you know how you say woman's job and everybody's like, hey, job ain't in the kitchen. This is where your woman's job is.
Well, it's beneficial for you too.
You can build your man. Yeah, like, you could basically play Ken doll with your man and just come home with different looks. Like, so what? He's got a tan jacket. Okay, then buy him some different color palette shirts and ties or whatever. And then when you know you got a business attire event, lay it out
for him. Or get him other jackets.
And I blame her a lot too, because she's had a lot of opportunities of Father's Day's, birthdays, Christmas or Hanukkah, like different holidays where you could have upped his wardrobe a little
bit. Out here having your man looking like a mess.
With the G Unit FUBU throwback on. You know,
Affliction like shirts.
Wearing stuff with words on it.
We got a text. It says, my boyfriend has an old Nike t-shirt that he's owned since before we met. It says, bussin' it nightly. He's not allowed to wear it in public.
Yeah, that's not, we're done with that. My man wears this dry fit Gasparilla Run shirt from like the first one we did together like 6-7 years ago. And boy, if you don't wear that thing like at least twice a week, because the dry fit shirts, they stay intact.
They do.
They
you
never fall apart.
You
and I just, just put it down. Go pick another shirt.
That's funny. I would probably assassinate her black jeans. She got these black jeans. With the little, like, you know, like little, they're supposed to be avant-garde rips.
Yeah.
The,
the
store brought rips. And I'm like, yo, like, I mean, for real. Like, I'm, all right, they got to go.
How often, like, is she wearing them?
They come around.
And they stay.
They come around. They do. I'm like, yo, like, what, like, they come around flashy. Like, at a certain thing, because then you throw on a jacket with it.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like with some sort of top or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, they would get
they get worked at the house.
They would. 888-429-0941. Let's see what we got.
My husband's plaid shirts have to go. He loves them, but I hate them.
Aww.
Somebody out the 863, all her wigs and weaves.
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, that's a lot of them? I mean, I know you can have a lot of wig games, but you could weave in, like, keep it. I guess when they take it out, you can keep it, like, because it's your hair.
That's expensive.
Like, extensions. So if you're taking it out, you can put it off in the sun.
Mine's under the sink right now in a bag.
What?
All my hair.
All your hair as well?
All my weave. Well, it's cleaned, washed, and then blown out, and then I put it in a bag, and it's all under the sink.
It's reusable?
Yeah, it's
and
real
so
hair.
You just pull
it's
out
human hair.
Human hair.
So yeah,
it's
right.
Not horse hair.
But
it's
I mean,
not
no,
fake.
I get that it's human hair. Like it's you know, but I'm saying like you keep it in a bag.
Well, where am I, where else am I supposed to keep it?
I don't know. I never thought about this.
Display it on the wall like jewelry or like.
That's how my grandmama used to do her wigs. They used to sit out on that styrofoam head.
Yeah, I don't have room for that, so I have it like nice and neat underneath the sink, and I have like 3 or 4 different bags with different hair.
If your daughter got in there and started playing with your hair, would she be upset?
Yeah, because that's expensive. Don't you touch my hair.
Oh my God.
Not my extensions. Nope.
Let's see. My go-to is sandals, and my wife hates it. See there? Probably because they smell funny, but also probably because you can't walk around everywhere with the Jesus feet on. Like Jesus even had, he needed some others. He needed some floor shims or something like that. You know, some good suits.
Are you guys going to tell on yourselves here? Because I wear stuff sometimes that's like way too often. And mine are my PJs because I've been wearing them nonstop. A non-stop. And Anthony's like, I can't wait for you to never wear these again. I'm like, nope.
I don't really have anything like that. I mean, I probably like I got some basketball shorts that I wear.
I was just about to say that. I got some basketball shorts
that I wear like when I go home. Because I take my school clothes off when I go home.
Of course.
Really?
Like I usually keep them on or whatever. But I'm saying like if I'm getting ready to lay around, I can't come home in this.
Yeah.
And just go lay down. I can't do that.
I like to change myself.
Right. So yeah. I got to change and like I'll throw on some basketball shorts and, you know, like a t-shirt.
And is it always the same, like basketball shorts?
Always. I mean, well, yeah, I got these blue ones.
Yeah, you just lay them out.
I got the blue ones. And the blue ones were, because they're drawstring, they can still work.
Okay.
Because they're really, really baggy on me.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were like size 5X or something.
And you make them tight now.
I mean, they still ain't tight. They still hammer pants. But they so comfy. Like, you can do everything in them pants. You can itch. You can find it. You can do all kinds.
That's some good relaxation right there.
That's some good relaxation right there. If you had to burn, what would
probably,
she put?
Probably these Orlando Magic basketball shorts that I have in heavy rotation at the crib. Those are the ones that, you know, those are the comfortable
so
ones.
So both of you are basketball shorts.
They are good. Think about how a man lives.
Yeah.
We don't live that free.
Yeah.
You get on a basketball. Ball shorts? Oh my God! That's why your man. Every woman out there probably shaking their head right now. That's why he got them damn shorts.
Exactly.
Because anytime you itching, you can get it.
Or just ready to go, boom, they come right off.
Oh, yeah, I mean that too. That too. You go to the bathroom, you can pull the leg to the side. You ain't got to undo the thing. Like I mean, you got a lot of options.